Welcome to the Restart program, the 99th episode. Listen to the program on Saturday because we are going to talk about all these phases of events and probabilities. But the event that has occurred is that the spark that needed to be struck was struck in a way. Meaning that Rouhani, the British attacked the Russians in Iran, and now we must wait for the response of the Russians, meaning the principalists, and the presence of another group like the Ahmadinejad. America is doing its own work, and the situation of the country is much more dire than you think. However, if another spark, even a small one, is struck by mid-June, we have essentially seen the sixth, happy spring, meaning it is the beginning of a complete regime change without slaughter and bloodshed among the people. If anyone is killed among themselves, the regime factions, quoting Rumi, they are donkey-fuked martyr. As you saw, 15 to 16 people were killed in these attacks, and 2 to 3 of them were people who were essentially killed as innocents. The rest are all donkey-fuked martyr, and it makes no difference. Even if a war takes place in Iran for 6 days or 10 days, do not be fooled by words like Cyrus, Cyrus, and homeland, homeland. Just as I have repeated several times from 5 to 6 months ago until now, do not be fooled and rest assured that if any Iranian participates in the war, they will enter the beautiful and attractive trapdoor of your hell. Meaning it is certainly hell, and there is no way to enter paradise. Because they have entered a power game that is solely to the detriment of the individual people of Iran. In the Restart programs, I explained that anyone who ascends the pulpit and speaks or issues a decree for jihad or enjoining the good can do so without money. Meaning either a command has been issued to him from the complete human, just as a command was issued to Muhammad, Muhammad go to the cave of Hira, Jesus go to such and such place, Moses, just as Shoaib said, to take your wife and child and go toward Mount Tur, go to Sinai. If an order and command is issued from the complete human to a prophet, meaning Rumi, meaning Sa'di, meaning Plato, meaning Galen, to a prophet, meaning Gerges. If a message is issued to these figures, they must give the news to the people without receiving money, and they become a Nabi, meaning news bringer. Shams becomes a messenger at a certain date and comes and shakes Rumi, meaning he is sent, just as later Muhammad, son of Abdullah, transformed from a prophet to a messenger. Therefore, anyone who gives you a decree for jihad is certainly hell-bound, whether he is Sunni, Shia, Christian, Jew, or a Zoroastrian priest. Zoroastrian priests have issued jihad decrees at least 10,000 times by now. They are all dead, and they are all wandering lost and aimless on the other side. They are suspended and stranded, meaning their fathers are completely burnt on this side and burnt on that side. On this side, a 25-year-old kid dies. On the other side, he goes and has to run for 5 million years, and they ask him, by whose permission did you go to war, essentially? Another question. The question of, by whose permission did you go to war? And did you not hear in Restart that Rumi explained the donkey-fucut martyr? It has been explained that only by the order of Restart, if something happens to you, will you enter paradise? I have said this for the last time, so you shove it in your ears. And know, if a program is presented by the complete human, whatever is said in it is a document of truth for you. So, martyr is only applied to those who make a move by the order of Restart. Even if they get slapped, they will receive billions of dollars in spiritual wealth. The rest are donkey-fucked martyr, and do not doubt this sentence of mine at all, because either Shams wa Kort, meaning when the sun is wrapped up, is near. Let us move on. The words of the friend are sweeter. In previous programs I explained, we want to open up the game a little bit, because we are reaching. The next program is the 100th Restart program. We explained that a child in its mother's womb never knows that a world has been created for it that is larger and much more massive. look from the mother's womb simply like this, we must now return to the previous program where we explained what was this universe constructed for. Meaning, every human knows that if we were meant to use the universe, surely when we were born, they would have attached two missiles or rockets to our waists or something. For example, a worm turns into a butterfly. They would have attached wings. They would have added something to us so we could go into the universe. You look at several hundred, well, we say 108,000 years. And from the perspective of mysticism, these are essentially jokes, just as the Big Bang was a joke. You are slowly reaching the words of 1,000 years ago and 700 years ago that, sir, there are 50 billion, billion, billion Big Bangs. The universe is far beyond these discussions for you to be able to understand anything in it by sitting under a quilt, smoking a hookah, 2 hits of opium, 2 nonsense words, 2 religious treatises, and 2 Sadiq said, and Jesus said, and Moses said, going and understanding must be scientific, and science and knowledge and literacy are only in the hands of the people of mysticism and the Sufis, and the philosophers, meaning the same ones. Sufis are the very philosophers. It is only in their hands, in no one else's hands, and you will never understand anything. So when you are born, what is the difference from the mother's womb? The difference is that when you are born, you realize. Now, suppose right now you realize that several billion universes exist. What benefit does this have for you? Mr. Hosseini, it has no benefit. My mom's mom's mom used to go back and forth on a donkey. My mom's 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 mom also went back and forth on a donkey. Her speed was essentially donkey. Some had a horse that ran a little faster, this horse. What benefit did it have for you? What was this universe made for? If after the mother's womb you understood the earth and billions of trees and such, then you conclude that after the mother's womb you were meant to understand the donkey, cow, sheep, millions of billions of creatures on earth, a moon, a sun, a few astronomical spheres, some things in between the North Pole and the South Pole. And there are many things on earth that you haven't understood yet to understand them. But to exit the earth and understand the rest, the other side of the earth, you need ascension. Meaning to ascend, meaning you must go with a vehicle. They call it ascension. Ascension is in 2 parts. As we explained in the previous program, there is ascension with a vehicle and ascension with the inner self. Meaning humans can ascend just as they are sitting, and they can ascend with their physical bodies just as they are sitting. So ascension means ascending from one place to another place that is outside of planet Earth, meaning he goes up. So the definition of ascension became clear. Return is also exactly like ascension, ana lillah wa ana ilayhi raji'un, meaning indeed we belong to Allah and indeed to him we do return. Returning means you are going from one place to a place where you know what's going on, and this place has nothing to do with your form and shape of the material, meaning your skin, body, brain, head, and hand. Is the universe built so that after the next death, meaning when they die, and right now afterwards you go and see they are in the graveyard, an entity exits the body that now moves in the universe? This is an important question. It cannot be that this universe was built just for you and me to look at something from afar, just as, for example, 5,000 years ago, they couldn't see what was inside a molecule, but now we have understood. So we have another going after death, meaning a second womb that is exactly like mom's womb. It makes no difference, only it is to scale, meaning even more so. You haven't seen them build a graveyard, for example, 6 by 60. Why don't they principally build graves the size of your height and stature so that you remember mom's womb there? This itself is an example. The whole world is using it this way. Now, for example, 40 centimeters higher or lower, mom's bellies are also different. Some are fat, some are thin. Anyway, it differs. There's a 4 to 5 centimeter difference. So after the second womb, you die from the world. in your own words and you become alive. In the words of the people of mysticism, you enter a universe where the universe is now necessary for you. You came out of the mother's womb. Planet Earth was very important to you. When the second death happens after the grave, you understand the universe, meaning from the Big Bang to here, meaning you understand Mars well, you understand the solar system well, you understand the Milky Way galaxy well, you go until, meaning your Earth becomes your Big Bang until now. But to reach the other side of the Big Bang, you must die again. So there is yet another death. You and I are still here. How many more times do we die? We died once in the mother's womb, entering the mother's womb. When we entered the mother's womb, we died again, then entered a new life. Then we died again and came out of the mother's womb. We die again, we enter the universe. This time it was Earth, next time the Big Bang. Up to now it has become Earth, meaning one can live in it. After the death of the Big Bang, to the other side, the world changes. Meaning when you come out of the bubble, when you take your head out of the bubble, you see billions of billiards of bubbles, each of which is excellent. You must go see what is going on. That becomes your Mars, that becomes your Moon, that becomes your Sun, and you must die again, but there is another death after the Big Bang as well. Meaning when you died and saw the other side of the Big Bang, after that you must die again and become another stage, and we still have several other stages. We read poetry to see how many other stages we have. I died to the mineral state and became a plant. It is correct to say jomadi too, jomad solid. I died to the mineral state and became a plant, and from the plant I died and raised my head as an animal. He's explaining it beautifully. He says, look, good boy, that sperm, that thing that gentlemen and ladies know that resembles a mineral, it is solid too. When it enters the mother's womb, it moves, it becomes growing, meaning it's as if something new happens to it and it becomes a creature, meaning it becomes a plant, it grows and develops, it resembles a plant. So all the characteristics of plants on Earth must be in my genetics. You must ask this of the professors of genetics. So whatever exists in the mineral must exist in me. Whatever exists in plants must exist in me. After you reach the plant and die from the growth, and from the plant, I died and raised my head as an animal. The sperm becomes exactly like a leech. It resembles an animal. This animal moves. After it moves, it transforms into more advanced animals, meaning it becomes an amphibian. Initially, it is single life, aquatic, exactly like fish. In the mother's womb, it is in water. Organs are not yet produced for it to slowly find the amphibian atmosphere, meaning in the mother's womb, it is still like a fish in water. That is why this poem was said in a place where the important secret is not these few lines of poetry. The important secret of Rumi in these few lines of poetry is in a part of the poem, meaning the five lines above it are more important than the poem itself. Because in the sentence of the story he is explaining, we are not concerned with the lover's answer and the threats and such. He said, I have a dropsicle, the water kills me, though I know that the water kills me too. And I said, dropsicle means someone who drinks water and dies, but is a lover thirsty for water. Here he is explaining what kind of creature this is, meaning the verses above it are much more important than this verse. The result of those verses becomes clear in the next verse, which starts from where I read. So the evolutionary journey of minerals, solid, to animals, happens in the mother's womb. So you are seeing death here three or four times without realizing it. That is why you don't remember what's going on in mom's womb, because you died several times. Meaning if you died once, you would understand the rest, but the mineral turned into a plant, the plant turned into an animal, the animal slowly advanced into an animal. The very word that Mr. Darwin has stolen. That is why I said you cannot find Darwin's knot. You must go sit next to a Sufi. You and I must go sit next to a Sufi on two knees. Shut up. We must not breathe a word so that he breathes a word. For the sake of you and me, the master it, there is no other way. Darwin sees the movement of a single fish to dry land exactly happening in the mother's womb. Aziz al-Din Nasafi started explaining from the mother's womb, meaning an animal like a fish turns into an amphibian. How does a creature, a rotten sperm, turn into a fish? The fish becomes an amphibian. It has both gills. Now it has lungs. Inside the lungs, it has gills. Then slowly it enters dry land. So your mother's womb is showing exactly how the origin of creatures in the world was. Aziz al-Din Nasafi, this great Sufi, remember that complete humans generally speak less, because just training four people, where each one trains the world, is enough. Meaning, if you want to understand the complete human of Aziz al-Din Nasafi's era, it can be understood from Aziz al-Din Nasafi. If you want to understand the complete human of Attar's era, you must understand from Attar. You must understand the complete human from Rumi and understand from Shams. From Peter, you can understand Mr. Jesus and many other things. So how did the creature on earth come into existence? Exactly whatever happens in the mother's womb happens on earth. Meaning earth is essentially like mom, and space turns into oxygen, meaning the mineral that doesn't need oxygen. Right now on Mars, it doesn't need oxygen, it is solid, but the moment it turns into water, now the gill atmosphere comes into existence and it becomes amphibian. The amphibian creature turns into single life, terrestrial, and comes onto dry land. To come onto dry land in the womb, it must come out. It comes out and you and I become, I died to the mineral state and became a plant. And from the plant, I died and raised my head as an animal. I died to the animal state and became Adam. So after we were animals, meaning we were like leeches and became fish and came along, we came into the mother's womb. When we came out, our name became Adam. So where did Prophet Adam become Adam? He became it here, meaning it has nothing to do with your story of Prophet Adam. So all humans who come out of the mother's womb are either Adam or Eve. The situation is clear. Here, he hasn't announced the next one yet. He is explaining beautifully. So he says, I died in an animal state and became Adam. So I became Prophet Adam. My wife also became Prophet Eve, and we married, kiss, kiss, kiss. Children were produced just like that, and we think we are God, constantly producing children, and we don't know where the soul comes into this. But we know that when the child is produced, the soul comes by itself. Out of every 100,000 children born, 200 of them die. We know the rest all have soul coming into them, meaning we see our child. We see the production of our love. Now, these explanations are very important. We are not concerned with that. So what fear have I? When did I ever become less by dying? Here he explains, sir, do not fear dying. Now, Hosseini, when he was born, was Adam. Until when is he Adam? Until puberty. Some get lucky. In puberty, in the atmosphere of physical puberty, they get lucky and reach maturity. They find a girlfriend. They get lucky and reach mystical and inner maturity. They find the beautiful one. To be able to have a child, you must have a girlfriend. To be able to have a mystical child, you must certainly find that beautiful one. Otherwise, no child will be produced from you. One more attack, I will die from being human, until I bring forth wings and a head from the angels. So humans are different from Adam. So when Prophet Adam became Adam, he passed this evolutionary journey of Adam, he became human. So humans are not Adam. So all these creatures, Mr. Hosseini, can you say it again from the start? We didn't understand what happened. Look, all the people of Earth are divided into several parts. Some are crocodiles, some are wolves, meaning they stayed in animality, in their own creaturehood. Some are dogs, some are still plants, meaning you go down, you become an animal. A border has been created in the human. A creature has been created in the human that if he understands correctly, he reaches the complete human. If not, he goes and becomes worse. Meaning when you die, you were born Adam, but you die a donkey. How can you die as a donkey? Die as a dog? Die as a plant? Die as a mineral? Just the way you die in the next world, after death, which is the universe. Now think, if you are a mineral, how many meters do you walk? Or suppose you are a butterfly, how many meters do you fly? And see if you are human, how far do you go? Whose womb do you come out of? One can understand from this. Look, so all humans can, it has no more than two states. If they find the complete human, let's give a brief explanation. Inside me, two entities exist. One is called ego, as they say. Another entity exists that is facing evolution. If this entity of my master ritual evolution, meaning the movement toward the complete human, is strengthened, your plant and animal and such die. This is where they say all the powers of your body become obedient to the subdivision of the intellect of Gabriel of your brain, meaning your own intellect. That is why you saw that most prophets throughout history said, Sir, our Satan is in our hand. Why did they say this? Because their Gabrielic intellect reached a place when they found the complete human. They clung so tightly to the very things told to them that his Gabrielic intellect killed all other creatures until it came out. Now, if you don't find this complete human and you don't get strengthened, because nothing kills the ego except the shadow of the master, hold tight to the skirt of that ego killer. So it is clear that the master and the ego are two things that are in two different places. The master becomes stronger, the guide becomes stronger, the pole becomes stronger, the prophet becomes stronger, and the ego becomes weaker already. It's that simple. If this does not become strong, meaning you don't move toward the complete human, you eat in the morning, sleep like animals, lust, eat, sleep, get up, lust, eat, sleep, hit and kill, go to prison and torture this one, come eat and sleep, lust. You kill the beautiful one inside you. Then they name you Cain. They say this one killed Abel. This is where you reach the degree of Cainhood. The ego gains dominance over you. It is a creature. So in my heart, I explained that time, the bottom of the heart is toward the ego, and your Satan is in this very ego. It has nothing to do with the top. So it is a war of two forces, Pharaoh and Moses. Moses is your complete human, right now in your body, in your thoughts, in your mind, where you possess different dimensions. Your speed is faster than the speed of light. They call it imagination. They call it analogy. They call it speculation. These are all inside you that you haven't discovered yet. Remember, you haven't discovered 85% of the world of history. You haven't even discovered the brain. Don't talk about the soul at all. So one side of you is the complete human. One side of you is Satan. Not that they are equal. They are not equal at all. When the demon leaves, the angel arrives. It has nothing to do with equality at all. One more attack, I will die from being human until I bring forth wings and feathers from the angels. So after you and I become human, meaning we found the complete human, when we die, we go toward the angels. The rest must start again from the beginning and can do absolutely nothing. You must traverse this path, or all humans must traverse this. Look at the tree, it reviews again. Look at the apple tree, good boy. First, it rips the seed in the soil, rips up and down on two sides to come up. It wants to make roots from below, wants to take water from below, and wants to see the sun from above, to find its complete human, and then it comes out and becomes a shrub, becomes big. This is not complete yet. It is not human yet. They still call it a plant, and then it becomes animate, and must come and grow, and when it gives an apple, it becomes complete. This is the evolution of the apple. What is an apple? The apple is that which, if you take out its inside and plant it, human is produced again. So humans are produced when you produce humans. Meaning, if you produced human during your life, until the end of your life, you are human. If you don't produce, you are no longer human. You cannot produce. Sir, my physique is a cypress tree. Sir, I am very huge. I am a tree that has existed for 5,000 years. Yes, you are. No problem. What is your fruit? We want them to plant from you again. They can't plant. These are all related. Do you know why? Because you and I don't know the universe yet. I don't want to say many things. Go ask your mom and dad, those who are alive, God willing. Ask, say, sir, in 1356, Iranian calendar, 1977, a year before the regime change, Was there a rumor that a spaceship had come over Tehran? Ask them, was a spaceship over Tehran? A year before the regime change, tell your mother and them. Some of them say we saw two. Some say we saw one. Last January, regarding the drones, they were saying drones hit the Iran leadership's house. Ask them, what did they see hit? That was 56 to 57. Ask. These are not jokes, the universe. You can ask people about the universe. People now say, as soon as you say, for example, extraterrestrial being, they say extraterrestrial being doesn't exist. You say, for example, who was this idiot you sent to Mars? Yes, that was the shuttle. An extraterrestrial being implies a shuttle, basically. What does extraterrestrial being mean? A spaceship is like a shuttle. You know how to send a shuttle to Mars with this illiteracy of yours, and then they can't send one? Who are they anyway that can send one? Then they read the story. It is written in the religions themselves. All religions said Abraham was standing. Two people came in. He said, Who are you? We are scared. He said, no, don't be scared. We came with a device to do a job. What was this vehicle that they came in? Where did they come from? Is it a joke that something comes out of a hole in the wall? He said, we came to send down a calamity because of your distress. He said, I'm not distressed. He said, why? Why? The bottom of your heart is distressed. He said, I didn't curse. They said, we know. I didn't want to tell you this either. Telling you is interesting. When Abraham came and stood, those two came, Abraham got a grace period from them, started crying to God to forgive their faults. Who is from God? From Allah, who had sent this spaceship. Not who. Let's review again. Coach, Rabbil Alameen, meaning the trainer of the world. Rab means trainer, meaning someone who is training. The trainer of Muhammad, son of Abdullah, he won. He was a trainer. He told him, you do this, you go up there, you do this. Then he tricked him too. He sent a creature to see what happened. He screamed, I saw something, I fled, was scared, ran away, then went into the house and saw again. That one came again. He said, oh, you wrapped in your cloak, arise. They call this a trainer. The complete human of every era has all the powers, and the more the world moves forward, the complete human has more power. Why? Because the 100 is with us. I've said 10 times, the 90 is also with us. Abraham doesn't have Moses' staff. Listen well. But Moses knows how to go into fire and not burn like Abraham. It came in order. These are stories. Stories that you must know how the vehicle came to be. Then he turned to them, said, am I not a complete human? They said, yes, you haven't become one yet, but you are becoming one. He had a child at 90. That's why his children were different. Because he became a Sufi child, until a person becomes a Sufi. And for example, Noah. I didn't want to say this either. I have to say it again. Noah was not a Sufi before his marriage when he had a child. For this very reason, they say, Noah's son sat with the bad ones. His prophetic lineage was lost. If he had become a Sufi, his child wouldn't have turned out like this. It is very different whether you have a child after you become a Sufi or before. It makes a very, very big difference. Having a child is very important. They said, your heart is broken, you're upset, and for your distress a command has come. He said, I didn't curse at all. They said, you don't need to curse at all. Did it cross your mind that day? He said, yes. They said, well, that is enough. He said, now what can we do so you don't do this? They said, it's not possible anymore. Can you tell the sun when it shines on a tree that the sepal shouldn't catch the light? It is no longer in your hands. It is the world. It is the universe. You say the universe means a bubble stuck together. You give a curse on this side. A tree shakes in Italy. You kill one person here. A certain Japanese person's child is born deformed. It is the universe. These are all connected, and many other things that we are not concerned with now. I died in an animal state and became Adam, so what fear do I have? When did I ever become less by dying? One more attack. I will die from being human until I bring forth wings and feathers from the angels, and from the angel too I must transcend. From the stream, everything perishes except his face, who, so you die again after that, don't be sad. Meaning when you die, you become alive, meaning you are alive essentially. There is no death. In mysticism, the most ridiculous thing is death. Anyone who cries for their mom who died, they say he is sick, they should give him a pill. Instead of being happy, he cries, then let alone beating their chests. Hussein died. Hussein died. How much idiot these people are, from the perspective of mysticism. They don't say anything. The people of mysticism say nothing. What should they say? To whom should they say it? If you could teach integral calculus to a one-month-old baby, we are your servants too. Mysticism says we also tell Hosseini to learn. Hosseini, referring to himself, he doesn't learn. You must teach the kid A, B, C, D. So, for example, he says Baba. He must see how many syllables Baba is until he reaches the point where he knows Farnesian, meaning boss, let alone reading Rumi for himself. And from the angel too, I must jump from the stream. Everything perishes except his face. Once more I shall become sacrificed from the angel. Now here it is written, sacrificed. It's all mistakes there in common text. Angels, wings, and head. It is written, wings and head. I love these censorships of theirs, really. So, once more I shall become sacrificed from the angel, that which comes into illusion. Just illusion, he is explaining beautifully. That which comes into illusion, I shall become... Oh, you who are higher than imagination and analogy and illusion. So death from the angel is an illusion. Now search and see what your death is in. So a group dies in imagination. So what became the definition of God? We go from the start again. Oh, you higher than imagination and analogy and speculation and illusion, than everything we have seen and read and heard. So until you pass illusion, you know nothing of God, let alone going up on a pulpit. You must connect to the complete human, to a voltage of 20 billion electricity, so they understand who you are. Yes, if a wire connects to 20 billion volts, anyone who touches it, we understand what happens. His face looks like a wire then. You understand? Afterwards, you understand what happens. The boy explained it beautifully. That which is inside illusion, any more from here? Illusion can do nothing. So after the angel, you die again. They kill you. I shall become sacrificed is okay too. Sacrificed means they cut your head. You become a sacrifice. But here it is, I shall become flying, meaning the angel becomes flying again. The angel itself has wings and such, according to these religions. What kind of shuttle is this? What kind of ascent is this? What kind of ascension is this? What kind of vehicle is this? In the mother's womb, your swimming must be relatively good. You must consume gills too. This is logical. When you go to planet Earth, they swim. This side of the Caspian to that side of the Caspian. It makes a big difference. You just know how to swim in the mother's womb. But when you come out, you must go to a trainer again to learn how to swim. This is very interesting. So when you die, you must learn to walk again. Walking is of no use to you over there. Yes, sir. We used to swim in our nana's womb. We swam for 9 months. We are swimmers. He says, no, bro, for competitions. Leave these aside. You must learn swimming. It is true you were gilled, you were a fish for yourself, you wriggled around in the water there, but everyone who is in the water is not a swimmer, just as everyone who has a beard and mustache is not a dervish, just as every hat and tilted cap is not a dervish. Dervish means Sufi. You and I will never understand him, never. You and I will never understand him, the Sufi. Never, it is that hard. The word never is completely correct. So I shall become non-existent, like the organon. So I shall become non-existent, like the organon. Organon, it's as if, for example, it has two concepts. They put several concepts on organon. But its main subject is not this. They say it is an instrument. And I don't know, it has all instruments in it and 8,000, parts that we are not concerned with. Organon has another concept too. That, for example, suppose a nation from small and big and woman and man and old woman and child, you all scream on the rooftops, restart, shouting in one voice, restart, they call this organon. So I shall become non-existent like the organon. It says to me, indeed to him we are returning, you are returning. Here he reveals the secret. You are not going, you are returning, you think you are going, you are returning, you think you are going, you are returning. Anyway, there were many other things to explain. The opportunity for this is also finished until program 100, where we will open the subject a teeny bit more, which we are sharing with each other. I still haven't said anything from myself. Whatever I am saying throughout these programs is from Rumi and Sa'adi and Hafez, the great Sufis and philosophers of history, whom people killed based on democracy and secularism. They gave them into the hands of the religious and governments and killed them, because they didn't understand them. Because the speed of the Sufi differs so much from us, we have no choice but to kill him, and if I too understand a Sufi, I will kill him. As long as I know it's okay, as long as you see the face of Muhammad up close, you understand nothing. As long as you see the face of Jesus, you understand nothing, because you see his face. But if you understand his inside, you kill him. The main killer of the complete human himself is the people around the complete human, and the killer of the Sufis are those very people around the Sufi. Because when they discover what a strange creature is in the existence of the world, they kill him out of jealousy, unless the complete human shows them mercy and kills their ego before they become killers. Farewell until the next program. Welcome to the Restart program, the 99th episode. Listen to the program on Saturday, because we are going to talk about all these phases of events and probabilities. But the event that has occurred is that the spark that needed to be struck was struck in a way. Meaning that a Rouhani, the British attacked the Russians in Iran, and now we must wait for the response of the Russians, meaning the principalists and the presence of another group like the Ahmadinejad. America is doing its own work, and the situation of the country is much more dire than you think. However, if another spark, even a small one, is struck by mid-June, we have essentially seen the sixth, happy spring, meaning it is the beginning of a complete regime change without slaughter and bloodshed among the people. If anyone is killed among themselves, the regime factions, quoting Rumi, they are donkey-fuked martyr. As you saw, 15 to 16 people were killed in these attacks, and 2 to 3 of them were people who were essentially killed as innocents. The rest are all donkey-fuked martyr, and it makes no difference. Even if a war takes place in Iran for 6 days or 10 days, do not be fooled by words like Cyrus, Cyrus, and homeland, homeland. Just as I have repeated several times from 5 to 6 months ago until now, do not be fooled, and rest assured that if any Iranian participates in the war, they will enter the beautiful and attractive trapdoor of your hell. Meaning it is certainly hell, and there is no way to enter paradise. Because they have entered a power game that is solely to the detriment of the individual people of Iran. In the Restart programs, I explain that anyone who ascends the pulpit and speaks or issues a decree for jihad or enjoining the good can do so without money. Meaning either a command has been issued to him from the complete human, just as a command was issued to Muhammad, Muhammad go to the cave of Hira, Jesus go to such and such place, Moses, just as Shoaib said, to take your wife and child and go toward Mount Tur, go to Sinai. If an order and command is issued from the complete human to a prophet, meaning Rumi, meaning Sa'di, meaning Plato, meaning Galen, to a prophet, meaning Gerges, if a message is issued to these figures, they must give the news to the people without receiving money, and they become a Nabi, meaning news bringer. Shams becomes a messenger at a certain date and comes and shakes Rumi, meaning he is sent, just as later Muhammad, son of Abdullah, transformed from a prophet to a messenger. Therefore, anyone who gives you a decree for jihad is certainly hell-bound, whether he is Sunni, Shia, Christian, Jew, or a Zoroastrian priest. Zoroastrian priests have issued jihad decrees at least 10,000 times by now. They are all dead, and they are all wandering lost and aimless on the other side. They are suspended and stranded, meaning their fathers are completely burnt on this side and burnt on that side. On this side, a 25-year-old kid dies. On the other side, he goes and has to run for 5 million years, and they ask him, by whose permission did you go to war, essentially? Another question. The question of, by whose permission did you go to war? And did you not hear in Restart that Rumi explained the donkey fucut martyr? It has been explained that only by the order of Restart, if something happens to you, will you enter paradise? I have said this for the last time, so you shove it in your ears. And no, if a program is presented by the complete human, whatever is said in it is a document of truth for you. So, martyr is only applied to those who make a move by the order of Restart. Even if they get slapped, they will receive billions of dollars in spiritual wealth. The rest are donkey fucked martyr, and do not doubt this sentence of mine at all, because either Shams wa Kort, meaning when the sun is wrapped up, is near. Let us move on. The words of the friend are sweeter. In previous programs I explained, we want to open up the game a little bit because we are reaching. The next program is the 100th Restart program. We explained that a child in its mother's womb never knows that a world has been created for it that is larger and much more massive. Look from the mother's womb simply like this. We must now return to the previous program where we explained what was this universe constructed for. Meaning, every human knows that if we were meant to use the universe, surely when we were born, they would have attached 2 missiles or rockets to our waists or something. For example, a worm turns into a butterfly. They would have attached wings. They would have added something to us so we could go into the universe. You look at several hundred, well, we say 108,000 years. And from the perspective of mysticism, these are essentially jokes, just as the Big Bang was a joke. You are slowly reaching the words of 1,000 years ago and 700 years ago that, sir, there are 50 billion, billion, billion Big Bangs. The universe is far beyond these discussions for you to be able to understand anything in it by sitting under a quilt, smoking a hookah, 2 hits of opium, 2 nonsense words, 2 religious treatises, and 2 Sadiq said, and Jesus said, and Moses said. Going and understanding must be scientific, and science and knowledge and literacy are only in the hands of the people of mysticism and the Sufis. And the philosophers, meaning the same ones. Sufis are the very philosophers. It is only in their hands, in no one else's hands, and you will never understand anything. So when you are born, what is the difference from the mother's womb? The difference is that when you are born, you realize. Now, suppose right now you realize that several billion universes exist. What benefit does this have for you? Mr. Hosseini, it has no benefit. My mom's mom used to go back and forth on a donkey. My mom's mom also went back and forth on a donkey. Her speed was essentially donkey. Some had a horse that ran a little faster, this horse. What benefit did it have for you? What was this universe made for? If after the mother's womb you understood the earth and billions of trees and such, then you conclude that after the mother's womb you were meant to understand the donkey, cow, sheep, millions of billions of creatures on earth, a moon, a sun, a few astronomical spheres, some things in between the North Pole and the South Pole. And there are many things on earth that you haven't understood yet to understand them. But to exit the earth and understand the rest, the other side of the earth, you need ascension. Meaning to ascend, meaning you must go with a vehicle. They call it ascension. Ascension is in two parts. As we explained in the previous program, there is ascension with a vehicle and ascension with the inner self, meaning humans can ascend just as they are sitting, and they can ascend with their physical bodies just as they are sitting. So ascension means ascending from one place to another place that is outside of planet Earth, meaning he goes up. So the definition of ascension became clear. Return is also exactly like ascension, أنا لله وأنا إليه راجعون, meaning indeed we belong to Allah and indeed to Him we do return. Returning means you are going from one place to a place where you know what's going on, and this place has nothing to do with your form and shape of the material, meaning your skin, body, brain, head, and hand. Is the universe built so that after the next death, meaning when they die, and right now afterwards you go and see they are in the graveyard, an entity exits the body that now moves in the universe? This is an important question. It cannot be that this universe was built just for you and me to look at something from afar, just as, for example, 5,000 years ago, they couldn't see what was inside a molecule, but now we have understood. So we have another going after death, meaning a second womb that is exactly like mom's womb. It makes no difference, only it is to scale, meaning even more so. You haven't seen them build a graveyard, for example, 6 by 60. Why don't they principally build graves the size of your height and stature, so that you remember mom's womb there? This itself is an example. The whole world is using it this way. Now, for example, 40 centimeters higher or lower, mom's bellies are also different. Some are fat, some are thin. Anyway, it differs. There's a 4 to 5 centimeter difference. So after the second womb, you die from the world, in your own words, and you become alive. In the words of the people of mysticism, you enter a universe where the universe is now necessary for you. You came out of the mother's womb, planet Earth was very important to you. When the second death happens after the grave, you understand the universe, meaning from the Big Bang to here, meaning you understand Mars well, you understand the solar system well, you understand the Milky Way galaxy well, you go until, meaning your Earth becomes your Big Bang until now. But to reach the other side of the Big Bang, you must die again. So there is yet another death. You and I are still here. How many more times do we die? We died once in the mother's womb, entering the mother's womb. When we entered the mother's womb, we died again, then entered a new life. Then we died again and came out of the mother's womb. We die again, we enter the universe. This time it was Earth, next time the Big Bang. Up to now it has become Earth, meaning one can live in it. After the death of the Big Bang, to the other side, the world changes. Meaning when you come out of the bubble, when you take your head out of the bubble, you see billions of billiards of bubbles, each of which is excellent. You must go see what is going on. That becomes your Mars, that becomes your moon, that becomes your sun, and you must die again, but there is another death after the Big Bang as well. Meaning when you died and saw the other side of the Big Bang, after that you must die again and become another stage, and we still have several other stages. We read poetry to see how many other stages we have. I died to the mineral state and became a plant. It is correct to say jomadi too, jomad solid. I died to the mineral state and became a plant, and from the plant I died and raised my head as an animal. He's explaining it beautifully. He says, look, good boy, that's sperm, that thing that gentlemen and ladies know that resembles a mineral. It is solid too. When it enters the mother's womb, it moves, it becomes growing, meaning it's as if something new happens to it and it becomes a creature, meaning it becomes a plant. It grows and develops, it resembles a plant. So all the characteristics of plants on Earth must be in my genetics. You must ask this of the professors of genetics. So whatever exists in the mineral must exist in me, whatever exists in plants must exist in me. After you reach the plant and die from the growth, and from the plant, I died and raised my head as an animal. The sperm becomes exactly like a leech. It resembles an animal. This animal moves. After it moves, it transforms into more advanced animals, meaning it becomes an amphibian. Initially, it is single life aquatic, exactly like fish. In the mother's womb, it is in water. Organs are not yet produced for it to slowly find the amphibian atmosphere, meaning in the mother's womb, it is still like a fish in water. That is why this poem was said in a place where the important secret is not these few lines of poetry. The important secret of Rumi in these few lines of poetry is in a part of the poem, meaning the five lines above it are more important than the poem itself. Because in the sentence of the story he is explaining, we are not concerned with the lover's answer and the threats and such. He said, I have a dropsicle, the water kills me, though I know that the water kills me too. And I said, dropsicle means someone who drinks water and dies, but is a lover thirsty for water. Here he is explaining what kind of creature this is, meaning the verses above it are much more important than this verse. The result of those verses becomes clear in the next verse, which starts from where I read. So the evolutionary journey of minerals, solid, to animals, happens in the mother's womb. So you are seeing death here three or four times without realizing it. That is why you don't remember what's going on in mom's womb, because you died several times. Meaning if you died once, you would understand the rest, but the mineral turned into a plant, the plant turned into an animal, the animal slowly advanced into an animal. The very word that Mr. Darwin has stolen. That is why I said you cannot find Darwin's knot. You must go sit next to a Sufi. You and I must go sit next to a Sufi on two knees. Shut up. We must not breathe a word so that he breathes a word. For the sake of you and me, the master it, there is no other way. Darwin sees the movement of a single fish to dry land exactly happening in the mother's womb. Aziz al-Din Nasafi started explaining from the mother's womb, meaning an animal like a fish turns into an amphibian. How does a creature, a rotten sperm, turn into a fish? The fish becomes an amphibian. It has both gills. Now it has lungs. Inside the lungs it has gills. Then slowly it enters dry land. So your mother's womb is showing exactly how the origin of creatures in the world was. Aziz al-Din Nasafi, this great Sufi, remember that complete humans generally speak less, because just training four people, where each one trains the world, is enough. Meaning, if you want to understand the complete human of Aziz al-Din Nasafi's era, it can be understood from Aziz al-Din Nasafi. If you want to understand the complete human of Attar's era, you must understand from Attar. You must understand the complete human from Rumi and understand from Shams. From Peter, you can understand Mr. Jesus and many other things. So how did the creature on earth come into existence? Exactly whatever happens in the mother's womb happens on earth. Meaning earth is essentially like mom, and space turns into oxygen, meaning the mineral that doesn't need oxygen. Right now on Mars, it doesn't need oxygen, it is solid, but the moment it turns into water, now the gill atmosphere comes into existence and it becomes amphibian. The amphibian creature turns into single life, terrestrial, and comes onto dry land. To come onto dry land in the womb, it must come out. It comes out and you and I become, I died to the mineral state and became a plant, and from the plant I died and raised my head as an animal, I died to the animal state and became Adam. So after we were animals, meaning we were like leeches and became fish and came along, we came into the mother's womb. When we came out, our name became Adam. So where did Prophet Adam become Adam? He became it here, meaning it has nothing to do with your story of Prophet Adam. So all humans who come out of the mother's womb are either Adam or Eve. The situation is clear. Here, he hasn't announced the next one yet. He is explaining beautifully. So he says, I died in an animal state and became Adam. So I became Prophet Adam. My wife also became Prophet Eve, and we married, kiss, kiss, kiss. Children were produced just like that, and we think we are God, constantly producing children, and we don't know where the soul comes into this. but we know that when the child is produced, the soul comes by itself. Out of every 100,000 children born, 200 of them die. We know the rest all have soul coming into them, meaning we see our child. We see the production of our love. Now, these explanations are very important. We are not concerned with that. So what fear have I? When did I ever become less by dying? Here he explains, sir, do not fear dying. Now Hosseini, when he was born, was Adam. Until when is he Adam? Until puberty. Some get lucky. In puberty, in the atmosphere of physical puberty, they get lucky and reach maturity. They find a girlfriend. They get lucky and reach mystical and inner maturity. They find the beautiful one. To be able to have a child, you must have a girlfriend. To be able to have a mystical child, you must certainly find that beautiful one. Otherwise, no child will be produced from you. One more attack, I will die from being human, until I bring forth wings and a head from the angels. So humans are different from Adam. So when Prophet Adam became Adam, he passed this evolutionary journey of Adam, he became human, so humans are not Adam. So all these creatures, Mr. Hosseini, can you say it again from the start? We didn't understand what happened. Look, all the people of Earth are divided into several parts. Some are crocodiles, some are wolves, meaning they stayed in animality, in their own creaturehood. Some are dogs, some are still plants, meaning you go down, you become an animal. A border has been created in the human. A creature has been created in the human that if he understands correctly, he reaches the complete human. If not, he goes and becomes worse. Meaning when you die, you were born Adam, but you die a donkey. How can you die as a donkey? Die as a dog? Die as a plant? Die as a mineral? Just the way you die in the next world, after death, which is the universe. Now think, if you are a mineral, how many meters do you walk? Or suppose you are a butterfly, how many meters do you fly? And see if you are human, how far do you go? Whose womb do you come out of? One can understand from this. Look, so all humans can, it has no more than two states. If they find the complete human, let's give a brief explanation. Inside me, two entities exist. One is called ego, as they say. Another entity exists that is facing evolution. If this entity of my master ritual evolution, meaning the movement toward the complete human, is strengthened, your plant and animal and such die. This is where they say all the powers of your body become obedient to the subdivision of the intellect of Gabriel of your brain, meaning your own intellect. That is why you saw that most prophets throughout history said, Sir, our Satan is in our hand. Why did they say this? Because their Gabrielic intellect reached a place when they found the complete human. They clung so tightly to the very things told to them that his Gabrielic intellect killed all other creatures until it came out. Now, if you don't find this complete human and you don't get strengthened, because nothing kills the ego except the shadow of the master, hold tight to the skirt of that ego killer. So it is clear that the master and the ego are two things that are in two different places. The master becomes stronger, the guide becomes stronger, the pole becomes stronger, the prophet becomes stronger, and the ego becomes weaker already. It's that simple. If this does not become strong, meaning you don't move toward the complete human, you eat in the morning, sleep like animals, lust, eat, sleep, get up, lust, eat, sleep, hit and kill, go to prison and torture this one, come eat and sleep, lust. You kill the beautiful one inside you. Then they name you Cain. They say this one killed Abel. This is where you reach the degree of Cainhood. The ego gains dominance over you. It is a creature. So in my heart, I explained that time, the bottom of the heart is toward the ego, and your Satan is in this very ego. It has nothing to do with the top. So it is a war of two forces, Pharaoh and Moses. Moses is your complete human, right now in your body, in your thoughts, in your mind, where you possess different dimensions. Your speed is faster than the speed of light. They call it imagination, they call it analogy, they call it speculation. These are all inside you that you haven't discovered yet. Remember, you haven't discovered 85% of the world of history. you haven't even discovered the brain, brain. Don't talk about the soul at all. So one side of you is the complete human. One side of you is Satan. Not that they are equal. They are not equal at all. When the demon leaves, the angel arrives. It has nothing to do with equality at all. One more attack, I will die from being human until I bring forth wings and feathers from the angels. So after you and I become human, meaning we found the complete human, when we die, we go toward the angels. The rest must start again from the beginning and can do absolutely nothing. You must traverse this path, or all humans must traverse this. Look at the tree, it reviews again. Look at the apple tree, good boy. First, it rips the seed in the soil, rips up and down on two sides to come up. It wants to make roots from below, wants to take water from below, and wants to see the sun from above, to find its complete human, and then it comes out and becomes a shrub, becomes big. This is not complete yet. It is not human yet. They still call it a plant, and then it becomes animate, and must come and grow, and when it gives an apple, it becomes complete. This is the evolution of the apple. What is an apple? The apple is that which, if you take out its inside and plant it, human is produced again. So humans are produced when you produce humans. Meaning, if you produced human during your life, until the end of your life, you are human. If you don't produce, you are no longer human. You cannot produce. Sir, my physique is a cypress tree. Sir, I am very huge. I am a tree that has existed for 5,000 years. Yes, you are. No problem. What is your fruit? We want them to plant from you again. They can't plant. These are all related. Do you know why? Because you and I don't know the universe yet. I don't want to say many things. Go ask your mom and dad, those who are alive, God willing. Ask, say, sir, in 1356, Iranian calendar, 1977, a year before the regime change, was there a rumor that a spaceship had come over Tehran? Ask them, was a spaceship over Tehran? A year before the regime change, tell your mother and them. Some of them say, we saw two. Some say, we saw one. Last January, regarding the drones, they were saying drones hit the Iran leadership's house. Ask them, what did they see hit? That was 56 to 57. Ask. These are not jokes, the universe. You can ask people about the universe. People now say, as soon as you say, for example, extraterrestrial being, they say extraterrestrial being doesn't exist. You say, for example, who was this idiot you sent to Mars? Yes, that was the shuttle. An extraterrestrial being implies a shuttle, basically. What does extraterrestrial being mean? A spaceship is like a shuttle. You know how to send a shuttle to Mars with this illiteracy of yours, and then they can't send one? Who are they anyway that can send one? Then they read the story. It is written in the religions themselves. All religions said Abraham was standing. Two people came in. He said, who are you? We are scared. He said, no, don't be scared. We came with a device to do a job. What was this vehicle that they came in? Where did they come from? Is it a joke that something comes out of a hole in the wall? He said, we came to send down a calamity because of your distress. He said, I'm not distressed. He said, why? Why? The bottom of your heart is distressed. He said, I didn't curse. They said, we know. I didn't want to tell you this either. Telling you is interesting. When Abraham came and stood, those two came, Abraham got a grace period from them, started crying to God to forgive their faults. Who is from God? From Allah, who had sent this spaceship. Not who. Let's review again. Coach, Rabbil Alameen, meaning the trainer of the world. Rabb means trainer, meaning someone who is training. The trainer of Muhammad, son of Abdullah, he was a trainer. He told him, you do this, you go up there, you do this. Then he tricked him too. He sent a creature to see what happened. He screamed, I saw something, I fled, was scared, ran away, then went into the house and saw again. That one came again. He said, oh, you wrapped in your cloak, arise. They call this a trainer. The complete human of every era has all the powers, and the more the world moves forward, the complete human has more power. Why? Because the 100 is with us. I've said 10 times, the 90 is also with us. Abraham doesn't have Moses' staff. Listen well. But Moses knows how to go into fire and not burn like Abraham. It came in order. These are stories, stories that you must know how the vehicle came to be. Then he turned to them, said, am I not a complete human? They said, yes, you haven't become one yet, but you are becoming one. He had a child at 90. That's why his children were different, because he became a Sufi child, until a person becomes a Sufi. And for example, Noah, I didn't want to say this either. I have to say it again. Noah was not a Sufi before his marriage when he had a child. For this very reason, they say, Noah's son sat with the bad ones. His prophetic lineage was lost. If he had become a Sufi, his child wouldn't have turned out like this. It is very different whether you have a child after you become a Sufi or before. It makes a very, very big difference. Having a child is very important. They said, your heart is broken, you're upset, and for your distress a command has come. He said, I didn't curse at all. They said, you don't need to curse at all. Did it cross your mind that day? He said, yes. They said, well, that is enough. He said, now what can we do so you don't do this? They said, it's not possible anymore. Can you tell the sun when it shines on a tree that the sepal shouldn't catch the light? It is no longer in your hands. It is the world. It is the universe. You say the universe means a bubble stuck together. You give a curse on this side. A tree shakes in Italy. You kill one person here. A certain Japanese person's child is born deformed. It is the universe, universe. These are all connected, and many other things that we are not concerned with now. I died in an animal state and became Adam. So what fear do I have? When did I ever become less by dying? One more attack, one more attack, one more attack. I will die from being human until I bring forth wings and feathers from the angels. And from the angel, too, I must transcend from the stream. Everything perishes except his face, who, so you die again after that, don't be sad. Meaning when you die, you become alive. Meaning you are alive, essentially. There is no death. In mysticism, the most ridiculous thing is death. Anyone who cries for their mom who died, they say he is sick, they should give him a pill. Instead of being happy, he cries, then let alone beating their chests. Hussein died. Hussein died. How much idiot these people are, from the perspective of mysticism. They don't say anything. The people of mysticism say nothing. What should they say? To whom should they say it? If you could teach integral calculus to a one-month-old baby, we are your servants too. Mysticism says we also tell Hosseini to learn. Hosseini, referring to himself, he doesn't learn. You must teach the kid A, B, C, D. So, for example, he says Baba. He must see how many syllables Baba is until he reaches the point where he knows Farnesian, meaning boss, let alone reading Rumi for himself. And from the angel, too, I must jump from the stream. Everything perishes except his face. Once more I shall become sacrificed from the angel. Now, here it is written, sacrificed. It's all mistakes there in common text. Angels, wings, and head. It is written, wings and head. I love these censorships of theirs, really. So, once more I shall become sacrificed from the angel, that which comes into illusion, just illusion, he is explaining beautifully. That which comes into illusion I shall become, oh, you who are higher than imagination and analogy and illusion. So death from the angel is an illusion. Now search and see what your death is in. So a group dies in imagination. So what became the definition of God? We go from the start again. Oh, you higher than imagination and analogy and speculation and illusion, than everything we have seen and read and heard. So until you pass illusion, you know nothing of God, let alone going up on a pulpit. You must connect to the complete human, to a voltage of 20 billion, 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 billion electricity, so they understand who you are. Yes, if a wire connects to 20 billion volts, anyone who touches it, we understand what happens. His face looks like a wire then. You understand? Afterwards, you understand what happens. The boy explained it beautifully. That which is inside illusion, any more from here? illusion can do nothing. So after the angel, you die again. They kill you. I shall become sacrificed is okay too. Sacrificed means they cut your head. You become a sacrifice. But here it is, I shall become flying, meaning the angel becomes flying again. The angel itself has wings and such, according to these religions. What kind of shuttle is this? What kind of ascent is this? What kind of ascension is this? What kind of vehicle is this? In the mother's womb, your swimming must be relatively good. You must consume gills too. This is logical. When you go to planet Earth, they swim this side of the Caspian to that side of the Caspian. It makes a big difference. You just know how to swim in the mother's womb. But when you come out, you must go to a trainer again to learn how to swim. This is very interesting. So when you die, you must learn to walk again. Walking is of no use to you over there. Yes, sir. We used to swim in our Nana's womb. We swam for 9 months. We are swimmers. He says, no, bro, for competitions. Leave these aside. You must learn swimming. It is true you were gilled, you were a fish for yourself, you wriggled around in the water there, but everyone who is in the water is not a swimmer, just as everyone who has a beard and mustache is not a dervish, just as every hat and tilted cap is not a dervish. Dervish means Sufi. You and I will never understand him, never. You and I will never understand him, the Sufi. Never, it is that hard. The word never is completely correct. So I shall become non-existent, like the organon. So I shall become non-existent, like the organon. Organon, it's as if, for example, it has two concepts. They put several concepts on organon, but its main subject is not this. They say it is an instrument, and I don't know, it has all instruments in it, and 8,000, I don't know, parts that we are not concerned with. Organon has another concept too, that, for example, suppose a nation from small and big and woman and man and old woman and child, you all scream on the rooftops, restart, shouting in one voice, restart, they call this organon. So I shall become non-existent like the organon. It says to me, indeed to him we are returning. You are returning. Here he reveals the secret. You are not going. You are returning. You think you are going. You are returning. You think you are going. You are returning. Anyway, there were many other things to explain. The opportunity for this is also finished until program 100, where we will open the subject a teeny bit more, which we are sharing with each other. I still haven't said anything from myself. Whatever I am saying throughout these programs is from Rumi and Saadi and Hafez, the great Sufis and philosophers of history, whom people killed based on democracy and secularism. They gave them into the hands of the religious and governments and killed them, because they didn't understand them. Because the speed of the Sufi differs so much from us, we have no choice but to kill him, and if I too understand a Sufi, I will kill him. As long as I know it's okay, as long as you see the face of Muhammad up close, you understand nothing. As long as you see the face of Jesus, you understand nothing, because you see his face. But if you understand his inside, you kill him. The main killer of the complete human himself is the people around the complete human, and the killer of the Sufis are those very people around the Sufi. Because when they discover what a strange creature is in the existence of the world, they kill him out of jealousy, unless the complete human shows them mercy and kills their ego before they become killers. Farewell until the next program.